that it equals set another from Parent Trap. Oh, really?
Yep.
That's a pretty good goal.
But that's how I know it's like all downhill from here. Anyway.
I'm now the same age as Elsa from Frozen.
Oh.
I feel like I'm winning in the fiction card game.
Yeah, you are.
Choose this one. Also, who doesn't want to take advantage of the chance to talk about the Gregorian calendar? I feel like no one is as excited about the Gregorian calendar and say it as you are.
True.
That's not you're extremely excited about it. What is the Gregorian calendar? I don't want to sound like you don't know, but I don't know.
Oh, it's just our modern calendar.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, I mean, there is... Over time, there have been a few different calendars. So, like, the Mayan calendar is probably the most obvious one.
Yeah.
Everyone was freaking out about 2012. So that was obviously a different type of calendar. For them, they had, like, 20 months in a year instead, but a slightly different way of timekeeping. But the problem is that it's a very sort of arbitrary number in terms of, like, if you're going with a solar calendar or a lunar calendar. The solar, year is actually precisely... 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, 46 seconds. But what happens is that... Well, what happens is that in Roman times, I think they were like, we're going to just round it up to 365 days and 6 hours, which is fine for a few centuries because, you know, it only changes one day.
Is that like every 4 years we have a leap year?
Yeah, well, that was instituted by the Romans. But the problem was is that after several centuries, you started being... several days out because it wasn't taking advantage of those
seconds.
Well, the extra, I think it's 12 minutes. So what happened was by the time you got to 1500s, they were like 10 days out and all the equinoxes weren't lining up. And so that's when Pope Gregory was like, oh, we're going to have to do something about this. And he went and employed a Jesuit astronomer and was like, how do we fix this? And the astronomer was like, look, we're just going to, you know, take a day off every 10 years or something to even the leap years back out again. And,
still do that?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well,
I guess you wouldn't notice, but 2000, I guess there wouldn't have been a leap year. I can't remember exactly. But you have to muck around a bit with it. So, I mean, July is named after Julius Caesar because he was the person who was sort of like, let's fix this up and actually, you know, make sure that we have, you know, a whole 12-month, you know, cycle.
Of the months are named after kind of like August, it's Augustus, isn't it?
Yeah. So what happened was, when I was 12 years old, so when I was 12 years old, I realised that December, for some reason, came from Latin 10th month, because I was always a word nerd, and I was like, that's weird. So what I did was I went and I changed my diary so that I started in January with, and I made that the first month, and I sort of changed everything so that November and December, instead of the 9th and 10th, they were the 11th and the 12th. They were in December and 2 of December, because I was like, I'm going to be accurate. Anyway,
every other 12-year-old had this.
Special kid, but the reason why was because apparently, basically, what happened was all people really cared about for many, many years was crops. That's why you care about a calendar. And so the winter months are useless. No one cares about winter because you don't have to sow anything, you don't have to reap anything, you don't have to. So what happens is people didn't bother counting the winter months whatsoever. You just counted from March to this, you know, December,
and that was a little bit.
And yeah, it's January, February. Who cares? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We're just going by Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
January.
Yeah. So
it's around
around
March. Yeah.
Well, the Southern Hemisphere is different again. I think the Aboriginals had 6 months. Six seasons.
Okay.
So you know, I think if they'd, well, I don't know, if they'd sort of written that down, it would look like a completely different calendar.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Wow. So.
Well, he was the one who was like, we're 10 days out. Yeah, although he wasn't the one who actually came up with the solution. His astronomer did, but he named it after himself, much like Julius Caesar did. He
also gotten an astronomer in to, you know, fix things up.
Oh, so no, he's taken a lot of credit.
No.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Although Julius Caesar, to be fair, he did call his month Quintilis and then he died and then they were like, let's call it July after him. So, you know, Quintilis means fifth.
Post-mortis.
Yes.
That's the one
after he died. Yep.
It's all done.
It is. I know. You weren't excited about Gregorian calendars, and now you should be.
I'm extremely excited about them. Not only am I excited about them, I know what they are now. So that is a huge step forward.
It's beautiful.
In my mind this morning. So named after Julius Caesar, kind of rather than a bit of an interesting one. Mm-hmm. So I didn't count
Well, you just didn't need to up to a certain point. I mean, once Rome started really taking off, it was like, okay, this is a bit of an issue that we're not counting these 2 months because we actually have an administrative system and, like, things are actually, we actually do need to start counting those months, you know. But they really didn't need to before that. But the other thing is, that is hilarious, I think, is that because the Gregory came up with, Pope Gregory decided to change his he decided to change the calendar in 1570. That was when the religious upheavals were going through Europe, where people were like, we're going to be Protestant or whatever. So people didn't want to change the calendar.
1570 is like a big really, really wrong. Wasn't that about the time when the printing press came out and they were starting to nail edicts to the doors of churches?
That would be when Protestantism was coming out and people start making their own
changes.
Yeah, it's fine. But that's the thing, is that a lot of people didn't adopt the new calendar until, like, Germany didn't adopt the Gregorian calendar until 1700, and England didn't adopt it until 1752, and Russia didn't adopt it until 1917. And what happens when that happens is that obviously people aren't, they're not on the same day, so, you know, London hosted the 1908 Olympics, the Russian team turned up 12 days late because they hadn't adjusted their calendar.